Everybody, how are you doing on this fine Sunday evening? We got 3 points, but we also got kicked out of a tournament because we didn't get 3 points. So we're going to talk a lot about that tonight, but should be a lot of fun tonight and this, inter-Miami conversation. So I am Peter Brown, and as always, as you know, I don't do this by myself. Everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ed, joins me. How you doing, Ed?
Don't use messy. Just pass me my coffee, Peter Brown.
Nice. I've got my coffee right here.
I got to tell you, she's really disappointed that we didn't beat the Mexicans, man. So We didn't beat the Mexicans. So we're going to talk about that and who we think is the cause of all that. I've been getting on Reddit lately a lot, and people are just going after Mr. Tata. So let's talk about that in a bit.
Yeah, that's why I thought it might be an interesting topic for tonight. And I asked you if it was already too late to have that conversation because, you know, we won a game. And so you want to celebrate the win. But that loss is still in our gut and it's still a little bitter. And it's not even the loss. It's how we lost.
And the way he played those two games, which is concerning.
Yeah. So we'll get to a lot of that tonight. Yeah. But before we get to all that, as always, guys, the chat room is open. Let's get busy in the chat. I only see a few people in. Maybe it's a slow Sunday evening, but let's get active in the chat and start talking. And because, your conversations are going to be important tonight, because I want to kind of get a feeling from our viewers as where you lean. You know, I put on the thumbnail kind of a yes, no. Where do you lean? So I kind of want to pull our chatters live tonight as much as we possibly can. So get live on the chat, and also voicemail. If you want to leave us a voicemail, give us a call at 786-474-4435. I've got a few voicemails already, one from an old favorite that is, and I use the word favorite very loosely, very, very loosely, but we have a few, so there's definitely room to jump on if you want to, rail a little bit. So anyways, before we get that too far, let's say a big thank you to Caneswear. Caneswear, I'm telling you, look at that wall of, it is a messy wall.
Wow. Look at all that. What a messy wall.
Best prices in town. If you want to get any inter-Miami gear, this is the best place to get it. They have the best prices. Better than in the stadium. You know, I've used this story many times. I bought the pink rain jacket. I spent about $20 less at Caneswear. So go to caneswear.com and all orders over $99 ship for free, or go to the store located Davie, Florida, south of 595 on University Drive. Great place.
FMTV10 for a discount. FMTV10.
That's it. And
Peter Brown, Mia Rodriguez, the goat of all realtors in South Florida. She's the one you got to talk to if you want to sell your property, if you want to buy something. Talk to her. She speaks three languages. She's on TV. She's like famous and stuff. Send her a WhatsApp. If you guys want to make that money, want to spend that money, Mia Rodriguez is a person to go to.
And you know, Ed, I've heard that interest rates might be going down soon. So that's now might be a good time to buy. I'm not exactly sure, but that's kind of what I've heard, some rumblings that interest rates for houses might be going down. So give me a ring. She should know and help you get into that new house.
Do it. Engage.
All right. And last but not least is HOB, Hands On Builders. You want to build on a piece of property. You want your custom made home to your dreams. You know, your custom home builder, we build your dreams to reality. Plus, they can renovate your home if you want to do that. Great guys, local, hobforyou.com, or call 833-267-8305.
And you know, Peter, what's his name? The bear himself, El Oso, is going to renovate one of his rooms. He's going to make his, his bat cave. No, his bear cave.
Yeah.
Where he goes hibernate. So he's going to fix that up, and the HOB for you is going to do it for him.
Nice. When you're a single guy, though, isn't every part of your house your cave?
You would think so.
Unless you want to leave most of the house kind of like neutral and, you know, and approachable. And then that one room, you go all out.
You know, it's kind of funny because the bear was having problems taking an iguana out of his pool. He put a picture up on social media. I totally forgot to tell you.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's on his social media. If you guys want to check it out, Macotonio 10, I think it is, or something like that. You can see it on our social media, but go and check it out.
An iguana in his pool.
He wanted to know how to take an iguana out. The guy's a bear, and he can't figure out how to take, you know, the darn tootin' critter out of the pool.
I'll tell you, you take your pool net, and you scoop that sucker out, and then just go, ah! throw
him. Yeah, just the same way. I probably with
that,
the same.
But you got to make that sound.
Oh, yeah, man. Not the man of sounds, Peter Brown, by the way.
No, but when you're dealing with a reptile in your pool that you're not cool with, you know.
And they're ugly. They're ugly.
Yeah, and we'll get to this. There's some conversations already happening in the chat. But before we get too far, let's say hi to those of you that are in the chat. And I'll start off with the first person I see in here. And that is... Oops, wrong one. I wanted to hit the other window. B King is here. Hello, yeah. Boys and girls. Nice to get 3 points yesterday. Followed by One World, One Goal, who's always here. Louis Rodriguez. I have been watching Louis online. He seems to be having a bit of a social media war with our very own photographer, Chris Arjun. Him and Chris Arjun going at it. Disagreements.
We might have to have him as guests. We'd love to see them rumbling on live video.
Disagreements about topics like Tata or formation or things like that. So interesting. Larry Onkum, I'm sure I'm saying your last name wrong, is here. Caesar, our friend Caesar, is here as well.
Love Caesar.
Marvin Miela is from Ecuador.
All right.
Ecuador Mafia in the house.
What?
Esteban Dido, welcome back. It's good to see you 2 weeks in a row. It's been a while. It's good to see you back. Defense is shaky, but overall exciting match. Yes. I had one song that came to my mind throughout this entire game, and I'll talk about it. I wanted to play the song, but it'll get copyright strikes, so I didn't do it.
You could have played a couple of seconds.
No, you can't really. Last time we did any kind of music, I played like two notes of like Back of Black or something. For whom the bell tolls. That was the bell for a campana. It didn't. Yeah, like 2 seconds of the song, and we were no good. I don't know. I don't know how some people could do it, but we can't. I don't get it.
Yeah, they don't.
YouTube,
like
stupid YouTube. Mike V is here, and he says Tata out. All right, one vote for Tata out.
We're going to get to that.
Oliver M. No Tata. Time for Tata. No Tata. Time for Tata. So which is it? It's time for Tata or it's no Tata? I don't get it. Damian Guzman is here as well. There's about to be two Beckhams for football and football. I don't get that. Oh, is that because the former Giants receiver Beckham is, I forgot his first name, going to be coming to the Dolphins, maybe? Is that what you're talking about?
Going to be, yeah.
Freddie's here. And then last but not least is B-Jam. Time's up for Tata. Oof. Our listeners might be done with Tata right off the bat before we get too far. They're done with Tata. Esteban bringing up a question that was funny based on my opening comments about the bear's house, saying, Peter, are you insinuating when one is married, it all belongs to the wife? I just heard, wait, hang on. You guys couldn't hear it, but my wife from the hallway says, yes. What would you say about that, Ed?
Yeah, everything's hers, man. That's how it goes down. Her money's so, her money. My money's her money.
I wouldn't go that far, but it's compromise, right? And let's be honest. In my house, the design elements of my house, it's more me than my wife.
Really?
But she lets me. That's the end of the day, right? She lets me. So same thing.
Yeah, she doesn't care. She's probably like, yeah, whatever. You know.
But let's be honest. My room to have fun with, to put up stupid stuff on the walls.
Yeah.
Is this one little square box that I have that is called my office.
Your sanctuary. Your man cave.
Sort of, but it's really small to be a cave. I mean, it's a man like little hole. Or something. I don't know if it counts as a full-on cave, but anyways, hey, before we get too far, let's do this because we got one right off the bat, and so we'll start off with the good stuff first, and that is Caesar is giving us a super chat, $2 super chat. Thank you, Caesar. MVP against Sporting KC was Gomez.
I got to agree. The guy was on fire. I was one of the guys that was criticizing Tata because he was putting him on so much and he was just not, he was losing the ball left and right. And I think it was like for, I don't know, the past how many games that he played, at least last year in the beginning, he was just, you know, playing terrible, I thought. And now he just, you know, all the insistence that Tata has done with this player to put him as a starter is finally paying off.
Yeah, and, you know, it's something that Taylor Twellman, you know, on Twitter keeps harping on, that fact that there's all these European scouts out there that know something. So, you know, those scouts, Taylor, I guess, and Tata know something that we didn't see in the beginning. It took a while. It took a little bit. Yeah. It took a little while for it to come into fruition. But, yeah, he's been a very different player this year.
Farias came in and he was on fire since the beginning. Redondo was on fire since the beginning.
Redondo's looked great from the very beginning.
Yeah.
As well, Eric Thomas checking in. And some more people. Oh, yeah, Mr. Krabs is here as well now. Not to mention Tata previously coached Prime Barcelona and didn't win anything. Yeah, we'll get to that. But the good feeling was yesterday. And yesterday, when I was telling you, I was teased that watch. I told you guys, I sent you a little meme. When I was watching yesterday's game, one song came to my mind. And I think it's not just that game, but it's this season. Even if you think about one of the goals in the Champions Cup, thanks to calendar, it's, if you guys are familiar with the Red Hot Chili Peppers, it's the song, give it away, give it away, give it away now. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. I mean, that's what this team's mantra seems to be. Yeah. They love to give the ball away as much as possible and to anybody up on the other team. You want a goal? You get it.
Team, Peter. We're a generous team. We like to give.
We're very giving. Very giving.
We want to make every game enjoyable for the fans.
We don't want them to feel so bad. So we'll give them the ball every once in a while. You know?
We'll catch up.
We're good at catching up. Not in Mexico, but we're good at catching up. We caught up in Kansas City.
Yeah. And won. Which is good.
And they learned from us, and one of the goals that they gave up was a giveaway as well. They were learning from us. We were able to teach and to give away the knowledge of how to give it away.
Give it away now.
We are that giving. We are willing to give away our knowledge on how to give it away.
Right.
And that doesn't get any better.
Yeah, that, you know, I know it sounds redundant, but it's true. And
I want to hear that song in the stadium. I now want to hear that song in the stadium. Like here, Lionel Monaco says, Gressel is so generous.
Gressel's been generous. But I'm thinking Gressel, and I think I sent this to you guys in our WhatsApp group. I just think he's tired. Tata's putting him in different positions all the time. The dude's confused. I'm confused. I don't even know what position.
He's not what we were promised.
Right, but he's covering every hole that's there, and that's what Tata's confusing.
He's active, and at times I think he's making the right decisions. But you know, when they tell you that he is the best crosser in the league, and then you see some of his recent crosses, you're like, really?
Yeah.
Is he? Is he really?
I don't know, man. He's yeah, definitely hasn't been crossing that much. It's also because we really don't have a point man, and what's his name? Suarez isn't. Yeah, he's good with he can head the ball in and everything, but that's just not, you know. If we had Campana, maybe, you know, he would be like that point man, the guy that he's looking for, the head connection. Borjolin maybe, but also, like I said, Gressel's been playing different positions. You know, sometimes he's playing in the back, sometimes in the front, you know, and then it's just
middle of the park. He's everywhere.
Yeah, so it's just, you know, that's one of the things that I'm also concerns me. Like he thinks that Noah Allen's a defender. You know, he's more of a left back. That's his position.
But Noah Allen is depth. Noah Allen should not be starting unless we're playing, I guess, like Colorado or something. I don't know. In MLS play here and there, he could start for depth and things like that. But he should not be starting.
Right, and they used him against the Mexican team. Right. And
yeah, let's get into that a little bit. Change topic a hair and just get into kind of, you know, a little bit of that game and that game management. And I think at the core why so many people are questioning whether now is the time to start firing Tata. I'm going to start right off the bat saying I think it's too soon. You mentioned last week you think he has at least till the end of the season. But I think he still has to officially be on the hot seat. When you bring out your formation, your five-man back, that, I don't know, Ed, have we won a game with a five-man back? Can you think of a game that we've won?
I don't think we have that formation. It should be taboo. It should be prohibited. Jorge Mas should be like, Tata, stop it already. Stop. That's not, you know, he just insists on doing that. It didn't work against Monterrey. It doesn't work against MLS teams. We just don't have the players to play that way.
And every time that, as far as my memory serves, every time we play with four men in the back, we win or we at least represent well, right? Yeah. And here against Kansas City, we played four in the back. And guess what? We came from behind. It still wasn't an easy thing, but we won the game. I'm not trying to compare Monterrey with Mexico, with Kansas City. Because at the end of the day, I didn't think we were going to win the game anyways. I honestly didn't. I was hopeful that we would, but I didn't think we would. I also didn't think it would be 3-1. I don't know. It looked worse than you know, the fact that just that we lost. I was not, you know, look, there's so many reasons and so many issues with MLS teams going into Mexico and expecting a victory. Forget about us being some super team or anything with Messi. It's just, look, our Ruiz on our starting lineup would never be on the squad for Monterrey. Not forget about being a starter. He's not good enough to be on the squad, but he's our starter. The problems go deeper than just Tata. It's MLS and the fact that, you know, we can't spend as much money as a team like Monterrey. So beyond our three or four top players, it's a huge drop off. And Monterrey does not have that big of a drop off. So, right. I mean, there's a lot outside of, I'd say, Tata's control. But when he kind of rolls out the same formation that we've already proven doesn't work, you got to question him.
And Peter, another thing, and I want to backtrack a little bit more to the very first month that we saw, VIP, by the way, that video you could check out too. It's a game that we had to win. And yeah, we got Ruiz got the red card. That, you know, that's when everything went, you know, south and we lost the game. But I think that Tata should have made, I mean, he brought in two guys that weren't proven. Two guys that had just come up from Inter Miami too. He brought in Casas. He brought in Afonso. When he should have brought in Campana, who's definitely the better forward, you know, than Afonso. A guy that, you know, you throw a center in there, he could probably hit it with his head and put it in. Hell, he could have put in Borjolin. You know, it's just, why did he do that? Two unproven players
I would argue, right now, after what I've seen from Afonso in a little bit of time, and one of those games was an Inter Miami 2 game that I did go to, so I'm a little bit jaded, I guess, or biased. I would take Afonso over Borjolin. I like Afonso. I think he's got promise. But I get your point about Campana. But for this past game, Campana wasn't available. So
yeah, he was.
All right, let's go to a couple of chats here. And Eric Thomas is saying, give Tata to midseason at the very least. It's fair. I think you might even give him to maybe the end of League's Cup. How do we look in League's Cup? Are we embarrassed in League's Cup? You know, I know some people out there are really, and I'm reading a lot of stuff lately from some old friends of ours that are a little jaded on MLS and more so on the lower levels. But because I'm interested in that as well, but a League's Cup is getting a lot of hate. Partially because, hey, that League's Cup is part of the reason we have a crowded schedule, which means that's part of the reason we're not in the Open Cup. And I get all that. But I think it's still a valid competition, playing against Mexican teams that are good. We're taking away their home field advantage by playing here. That's not quite fair to them. But so I'd say maybe at least give him to that. But
yeah, he needs to do, you know, have results, man. If he doesn't win that tournament... I mean, Don Bear is saying that he needs to win League's Cup and MLS Cup.
Okay. Well, Florida Man, for example, is saying, we're in first place for crying out loud. Basically, I'm going to add to it. Stop your whining. Stop your bitching. We're in first place. I'm adding to it, Florida Man. I'm reading between the lines. I think that's what you meant. Right. And he's right. We are in first place in the East with one game in hand. So really, in reality, we're tied with the Red Bulls on points. So if one game in hand, I think you'd really put us in second or third place if all things are even.
If you look at Philadelphia, there are two games. They have two extra games they haven't played.
Right. So they could leapfrog us real quick.
There's another team, Atlanta, also. They have two games left.
And it's so tight. We can actually, you know, even bring that up. It's let's see how this works. Oops, you're not here, Ed, because the last time I did this, you weren't here. Let's do that. There you are.
Oh, yeah.
It's that easy, guys. There we go. we're in first place with 15 points, tied with New York with 15 points, but we've got one game in hand. So really, depending on what they do, and they've beat us. So Philadelphia is right there in third place, like you said, with two games in hand.
They could easily pass us.
Two ties, and they're probably ahead of us, or at least tied with us, right? So, and you know, not right. If let's say we lost two games and they tied two games, right? So Atlanta. It is very, very tight. Even your fifth place team is only one win away. Atlanta, like you're talking about, a win and a tie away. It is so tight in the MLS, season. And it's still super early. So, you know. Also, let me get to a couple other things I highlighted. Mike V saying, none of the players are really the problem. It's the coach and the training the players are getting. Let's talk about the training for a minute, Ed. We've got three listed currently hamstring injuries. We got Messi just coming back from one, but we've got currently three listed. We all watched Alba in last night's game, and I haven't seen any reports yet, but it sure did look like another hamstring.
Yep.
So now we're talking four hamstrings and 4 knee injuries. Our old buddy Mr. Glass is now listed as a knee injury. He's been there for a little while, but at one point he was listed as, I don't know, questionable, sick. I don't remember what it was, but now it's listed as a knee injury. You really need to start questioning and looking into that training staff. What the heck is going on? And I know we've talked about this a little bit in the past where some people said it's because they're not training enough. And others say maybe it's too much. I don't know where that... I'm no trainer. I don't know. I should talk to my son about that. My son is an actual trainer. So I should talk to him about it. What do you think about the hamstrings, Ed? Ed, let me ask you. Do you want to... this team seems to be just... We're in the mode of giving things away today. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Would you like a hamstring? We're giving away hamstrings here at Inter Miami. Everybody gets a hamstring. You want one? I'll take one. I'll take a hamstring. Yeah. Do you want a hamstring?
Yeah, that way I can, take a few days off from work. Right?
There
Why
you
not?
Go. Get a few days of rest. Anybody in the chat want a hamstring injury? Free hamstring injuries for anybody. Today. Today, all season long.
The way it's going. But yeah, that's very concerning because this comes from last season, too. We had a lot of injuries. You know, we've
sure
just
did.
Been right with the injuries. Some people are saying that it's probably because of that, you know, the world tour that we took. Also, that didn't help.
That's right. Mike V saying something's weird. Something's wrong. Too many injuries.
Yeah.
It is a question because, you know, they've changed over the years. They've changed the staff as far as, you know, their training staff. And I know they had a woman in charge for a little while. Then she left, English woman that I think Neville brought in. Then she left. So I don't know who's in charge now. But no matter who's in charge, we have these same problems. And you know, I think I saw in the comments something. Oh, here he goes. Sports shorts, a little buddy sports shorts says, I think the heat wears them down. I don't buy that. I've watched soccer teams in South Florida for many, many years. I'm old. And I've never seen this many injuries for so, you know, consistently, right? I mean, you may see a season where, you know, you get hit with a lot of injuries, but not so much consistently. Every season just getting hit and hit and hit. And I mean, look, Miami Fusion played in this heat. Fort Lauderdale Strikers of every version played in this heat. Miami FC currently plays in this heat. And I do follow them, and I don't hear that they have this kind of injury issue.
Right. No, yeah, just it is kind of weird. It is kind of fishy. I mean, all those years we had, like, the Miami Fusion, they didn't have that many injuries, man, from what I remember. No. The Strikers. Back in the day, also they
I was closer to the latest version of the Strikers. I was in the press box every week, and I was around part of the media and stuff like that. And so, it was never an epidemic. Yeah, you had injured players, but it was not like an epidemic like it is here with Inter Miami. We are the league leader in injuries.
Right.
I don't know where we are this week, but I know for 2 weeks ago we had the lead in the injury list. We had 7, I think, and the closest behind us was 5.
We also lead in goals, Peter Brown.
Well, goals against.
But we might also lead. Yeah, do we lead in goals against?
I don't know, but I think it's pretty close. Goals for and goals against. I think it might be pretty close.
And that's what I think they were betting on. Tata was like betting on us having this incredible, you know, attacking team. That they would probably thinking, well, we don't need a defense if we have an offense, you know? The best defense is offense.
Well, I said that some time ago when, you know, we talk about this team. It's like, well, they're obviously just planning on beating everybody 4-3, something like that. Like, you know, we can outscore you, but we're going to give up a lot of goals, but we're going to outscore you is the hope.
That's our thing. Give it away now. We should have put that as a title.
Give it away, give it away, give it away now. That's the theme song for this team. I don't think that has to go away anytime soon. All right, here we go. Another super chat from our buddy Caesar. We need to stay in playoff contention on our own merit. with wins and not relying on others to lose or tie games. I'll take a groin injury, LOL. All right, Caesar, you get a groin injury. We're giving away hamstrings. Groin injuries, I don't know. Is a hamstring a groin injury? I don't think it's the same thing. I'm not sure.
Well, Kramoski had the groin injury.
Sports hernia. Yeah. So to his point, and I was actually on Forestine Fire's show this past Friday talking about it. And I don't think I did such a great job of talking. I was like, my mind was somewhere else. He'd ask a question, and I think I'd answered it wrong or answered whatever I thought. But one of the things I did bring up was that, like, what is our goal for this year? And at this point, if Champions Cup was our number one goal, what is our secondary goal? And you'd say probably the next most important tournament that we have is MLS Cup. Leagues Cup does not have the importance yet. It's laughed at a little bit. It's considered a manufactured tournament, which then again, isn't everything manufactured? Right. But MLS Cup. And so I'd say basically we just need to be in contention. We need to be able to host playoff game, right? We need to be in the first round of the playoffs when you have a home and away. Three games, I think. One home game, one away game, and then the person that has the advantage has the third game if needed. And so we need to be in that position. So I don't think we need to worry about supporter shield. I don't think we need to worry about necessarily being in first place. We need to get a good head start now because we're going to lose a lot of players throughout the Copa America and all the other tournaments. But in reality, we just need to be in a top, what, three or four, so that we can host a playoff game.
Right. So, yeah, that's going to be the only thing we could do. I don't think we should concentrate on supporters' shield because, yeah, there's not going to be enough players, I think. The way injuries are going, the way all the tournaments that are coming up, it's just, you know, we shouldn't even think about that.
All right, let's do this, Ed. Let's go to a few voicemails and go from there.
It's time for your voicemail.
Hello?
This is Ted from Coconut Bay Creek Drive Lane Coconut Grove. Also Coral Gables. Anyway, Saturday night, I just watched the game. I don't love Tata Martino, but they are in first place right now. True, they have a game in hand, so I don't know if they're, like, truly in first place in the way that they should be. I feel like they're underachieving this year, but they won tonight 3-2 over Sporting Kansas City. Positives, Diego Gomez, he's really putting together a nice season. He makes a couple of bloopers here and there, a couple of blunders, but in general, he's turning into a really nice player. So much so that, as Taylor Twellman keeps telling us, that there are scouts in Europe looking at him. So I don't even know if he'll be at Inter Miami for too long. But anyway, Diego Gomez, Messi, obviously. They have not lost this year with Messi in the lineup. They are, I believe, two wins, two draws, three wins and two draws or something like that, with Messi in the lineup. So, obviously his goal was really good. His assist to Diego Gomez for the goal was really good. Franco Negri, I really like him too. I'm glad he's back. Kramoski looked good in the limited time he had. Some of the negatives, not too good of a game for Aviles. I'm really sick of the blunders in the back, especially like giving away the ball deep in their own territory. It's the same thing that happened in the Monterrey games. There were some really bad giveaways in that series. I almost feel like they really could have made it close without some of the bad giveaways. And they're not improving on that. It's just the same bad giveaways that we've seen since last year. same bad giveaways we've seen since the Ben Sweat days, if you recall. I don't know. I'm, you know, it's just really, really exciting having these guys here this year. Busquets, you know, all of them. Just too bad about the injuries. Too bad Redondo's not playing. We'd be even better. I think we could even beat teams like Monterey if we had Redondo healthy. But anyway, good stuff overall. I would just like to see better formations from Tata. I'd like to see less bloopers in the back. And, yeah, Diego Gomez and Messi, and if everyone's healthy, they really, I see no reason why they shouldn't win MLS Cup.
All right, he's got a winning MLS Cup and tired of the blunders in the back. That's also a good show title, Blunders in the Back.
Mm-hmm. I like that. For the most part, I expected Ted to be a lot more negative. I thought he was going to totally ask for his head, but, you know, I'm actually kind of surprised because sometimes he'll send me a text message here and there, and I'm thinking, and he was pretty negative, but I guess he had some, those 3 points, winning those 3 points, I think helped a lot.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, you know, I think had Callender not given, you know, made that blunder in the back in Monterey, I think the game could have been different. I think that really gave the momentum to Monterey, because if you look at the game here in Florida, yes, we lost, but we held our own without Messi. Yeah. I mean, we had that game for the most part until, you know, Ruiz got the red card. And then it all of a sudden it changed. So I thought going into Monterey, at my core, I thought it was going to be challenging and we might not win, right? But based on what I saw in at Chase Stadium, I thought, well, we got a chance when now Messi is playing, Suarez is in, everybody's in. But I think that blunder in the back really did kind of set things in the wrong direction. And then we got to talk about, and we have one more call I want to get to in just a minute, but we have to talk about Tata not making any substitutions in that second game. We didn't really talk about that in this so far. Zero substitutions. Now, I know that's part of the heated conversation I saw between Chris Arjun and Luis. You know, very different opinions. No substitutions. Tata came out and basically said that the people on the bench weren't good enough to play in this game. What do you think, Ed?
No, I think we still needed, you know, fresh legs in there. You know, if anything, to conserve our older players, the ones that we're going to need for, you know, thankfully they didn't get injured and they all played for the game against Sporting Kansas City. But, you know, it's just for me, it didn't make sense that he, like in the first game, putting the wrong people, I think. And in the second game, he didn't put any people. I just think he was wrong for doing that. I think, you know, we have decent players that could fill the role. At that point, we already lost the game.
So exactly. So why not throw them in? You know, if they're not, first off, my thought is we have that weakened back, bench because of injuries, right? We all know we have too many injuries. And that's why we have our weakened bench. They didn't even bring the full amount of bench players that they could have brought. They didn't have them. And so, yeah, it's a young bench because that's what we got. But I still am of the feeling that if you're good enough to be on the bench, you're good enough to be on the field.
Right.
Maybe not as a starter, but at one point we pretty much had lost the game, right? Why not bring some of these guys in, give them the experience, if nothing else, and maybe, just maybe, one of those inexperienced guys that aren't scared because they're too young to be scared, right? They're still dumb, right? Alfonso, for example, doesn't know enough to be scared of the other team. He's just, you know, go headstrong and just do what he does. And he might just do something different enough to end with a positive result. Maybe it would have been 3-2. Maybe we still would have lost the game. But at least you'd show that, you know, there is some talent on the bench. Give them an opportunity, and maybe there'd be somebody with an idea that's different than those tired legs that are on the field.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I would have been, Alfonso would have done what he could in that game. He would have given it his all because they already played in the first game. Why not just put him on this?
Exactly.
One?
He was good enough to play in the first one. Now he's not.
Right. Yeah. So,
you know, and look, at the end of the day, those might have been our best players, but it wasn't working. What do you have to lose other than the game? And you already basically were losing the game. Why not just throw anything up on the wall and see if it sticks? Throw that spaghetti all against the refrigerator. See if it sticks. Yeah, see if it's cooked. And that's what I do.
I don't know.
I don't understand that. And then when he goes out in the media and sits and says and tells everybody that the bench is not experienced enough, what does that say to those younger players? And now this argument that I saw going on online between two guys, one guy saying, well, they're all, you know, the coach doesn't have to be nice. You know, they're professionals. They need to toughen up. I call BS to that because everybody needs positive reinforcement. Everybody needs to be motivated. I don't care if you're a professional. I don't care what level you are. Even Messi needs to be motivated. And trust me, I think that that dust up, that fight or whatever that he had in the locker room at Chase Stadium probably was that motivation for him. He may not need the motivation from the coach, but he needed some sort of motivation, right? And still wasn't enough. But everybody needs some sort of motivation. Everybody needs a pat on the back from their manager. And look, I'm not the best at doing this. If you know, I manage people, and that is one of my weaknesses, is that I don't give enough credit where credit should be given to kind of build up my team. You know, sometimes I need to step back and say, I need to give a shout out to one of my team members, and I don't do it enough. So I could definitely, you know, kind of recognize when it's not being done because I'm guilty of it too.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, I'm seeing all the messages. Dude, we've been on this program for so long, and I just realized I've got the comments on the right-hand side. I pressed the button, and there it is. And this whole time, I was using my phone.
Oh, yeah, it's been available to you this whole time. I never look at it from your side.
So I clicked on it, and I was like, oh, there's Lexa. I've been just
look,
like,
they're all there. Well, good. You can pay attention. It's only been like 5 years.
Right. Whoopsie. Yeah, we were the first ones to come up with this stuff. So with these, you know, well, even longer than that. But yeah, we're the OGs.
Here, Florida man bringing up a good point. Negri and Kermoski should have been subbed in soon or, you know, sooner at all. I mean, he's, I think, speaking of maybe this last game where Negri came in. So, yeah, again, going back to that Championship Cup game, Negri's experienced enough to come in. He was healthy, didn't bring him in. Kermoski might have still been a little bit on the fence, but he had already played for the Inter-Miami 2 game, and he looked good. So I think, and he's kind of really shined before his injury. So, yeah, I think these are all valid reasons for you to start questioning Tata. And I don't think he's going to get fired anytime soon, but I think he should be on alert.
Yeah, especially, you know, if he doesn't win. I think he'll be gone if he doesn't win a championship, any championship
right
at this point.
Yeah, no trophies, you're out the door. No, I think that's simple as that, right? With this club, with this group, you're expected to win a championship. All right, let's go to another voicemail.
It's time for your voicemail.
Hello.
Woohoo! We won. Hey, it's Italia One World One Goal. Hey, Peter and Uncle Ed and all the great fans out there and Don Bear doing the show in Espanol on Monday nights. Get that if you guys haven't seen it. We're going early these days at 8:30 on Mondays. On the Tata subject, it's interesting because I pulled a Peter and I have various, I got a new TV, so I had various like, trial thingies like he had done when he cut the cord. And it is interesting. The app is really good. The Apple app But that's $9.99 a month, and then the MLS package is $14.99. So I don't know if you want to continue with that $25.99 or whatever that equals.
I got thoughts.
But it is like amazing. Messi looked very pretty on my TV. So thank you, team, for coming back from what looked like a misery with a quick early goal, and then they were able to come back and a couple times and get the win. So relating to your question on the coach, it's interesting because I'm listening to Paramount Plus with our all-time favorite Ray Hudson. I'm replaying one of the Champions League games, which happens to be Newcastle, where he had played. And he's also talking about, this was back in December, that team was really thin with injuries and how the coach was not able to rest, you know, just didn't have enough subs, wasn't able to rest his players, giving them like 20, 25, even 30 minutes off in a match, which is what you require when you're playing 2 and 3 games a week. So it's really bizarre because he said that back in December and about a team in England, and it applies very particularly to us. People were flipping out that Tata didn't make any subs in the Champions game in Mexico, but he said he looked down the bench and there just he didn't feel there was anyone to put in. No offense on the guys on the bench, but it would, you know, if he didn't, other teams apparently had lost like 6-0 and 9-3 and these horrific scores that were within our, you know, with our MLS playing Mexico this year, Mexican teams this year. So he, you know, you rather suffer a smaller defeat than a humiliation at that point. He's just stemming the bleeding, realizing we've, you know, once Messi couldn't play that first leg. And you see Messi was not as sharp, but he still was able to pull it out. And, I mean, he's like the Michael Jordan or LeBron James of soccer, you know. And we're expecting him to win every game. He's going to be 37 in June, which actually shares the birthday with my mom that she likes because, you know, his family is actually Italian descent, so my mom says maybe he's a long-lost cousin. But anyway, you know, we're expecting this guy to pull miracles out of a hat every week and twice a week. You know, it's a lot. What you see the magic of what we had with the Fusion that was a ragtag team.
Oh, she has a part two. Let me get to that real quick. It's shorter.
So I might have got cut off at Italia again. Yeah, my point is, unless we bring in a bigger name like Javi, whatever his name is, Javi, from, you know, Messi's buddies, or Zidane, or somebody that's a huge recognizable name, I don't really see the point of changing for, you know, somebody that's coming in from another country we don't really know, that doesn't have as big a name as Messi. There's really no point, I think. Because they're going to have to learn MLS all over again. And again, we had so many injuries. Okay, love you guys. Love the show. Peace out.
All right, a few things. First off, on her comment about Apple TV, she said Apple TV is $9.99 and then MLS season pass is $14.99. You do not need to have both. So, because she was like, I don't know if it's worth the $25. You can only pay for one. If you only want MLS season pass, pay $14.99 and that's it. You do not need to pay the $9.99 gives you all the Apple TV Plus shows. And there's some good shows. There's a new one on there I want to see called Sugar. I want to see that one about a detective, and it's got Colin Farrell in it. I think that's the name. Looks good. But like film noir type of thing. But you don't have to get the Apple TV Plus subscription in order to have season pass. So just saying that. Then the other thought that I had when she was talking, Ed, was that she mentioned as far as not making the subs or whatever, and being protecting yourself against losing 6-0, 9-0, whatever the scores are. I'd rather lose 9-0. And throw everything I have at that team to at least walk away from that game saying, you know what? I gave it everything we had. I threw the kitchen sink at that team, and it just wasn't enough. At least then you can sit there and say, MLS, we are not good enough as a league. We need to say, look, we need to look at loosening up the salary caps and all the rules and all that. And they're planning on doing that. We could talk about that maybe next week. I read a detailed article about it. But I'd rather throw the kitchen sink at the other team.
Right. I agree with you on that, man. I you know, and Mike B was also saying I'd rather lose trying than losing not trying, and I agree.
Amen.
We had to throw everything in the kitchen sink at these guys and try to do whatever we could to try to at least, you know, save face. At that point, we probably wouldn't have, you know, once it got 3-1, you know, chances were we weren't, well, once it was 3-0, chances are we weren't going to, you know, bounce back. But we did get one goal back. So, you know, it is what it is. I just think... he had unfortunate comments towards a team that they weren't good enough. I just think it's he didn't well, have an answer for Monterrey. He didn't you know, in all his experience, he just gave up. That's what it comes down to.
Lionel Monaco says a loss is a loss. Why not try? Exactly. Exactly. One World defending herself, saying, but if he subbed and we went 6-1, his head would be rolled. Look, his head's rolling now. Again, I think I'd rather throw it all. I'd rather throw it all out there and say we tried instead of saying, well, they weren't good enough. Anyways, speaking of where Tata is in this, Taylor Twellman had posted something that I wanted to bring up. And I don't know if it's a fair comparison, but he said, Taylor brought up the point that what if I told you that Tata Martino has a lower win percentage in MLS than Phil Neville did at Inter Miami? Would you believe me? Neville finished his spell in South Florida with a win rate of just 38.9%, while currently Martino is at 38.2%. Interesting how this group recovers before the summer. Do they go on a run before Copa America and all that? So in a sense, you could say it's an unfair comparison because, you know, it's still early in the season. And Phil had a couple of years to work on that. But it's a good point because we ran Phil out of town. People didn't want to hear it. People just complained about Phil every minute. We ran him out of town. So, you know. Oh, yeah. One World, One Gold calling Taylor wrong. Taylor's wrong. Tata has more ties. Look at loss percentage more. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm gonna trust Taylor. I like Taylor. And it just brings up a good, interesting topic in that, you know, we ran Neville out of town. We didn't like him. And here we have Tata, and we may be going down the same path. You could say that the injuries are something or you know, in that's not fair to Tata. And that's all true. I mean, but Neville had his fair share of injuries as well. This injury bug is not new.
Yeah. We've been having that problem for a while now. So, but at least, Peter, we could say that percentage probably changed because we got that win in Kansas City. What was that? 72,610 people, something like that?
Yeah, over 72,000 at that game, for sure. So that was definitely a cool spectacle that the team, you know, where you know, wondering where Kelsey was and Taylor were, you know, wondering where the couple it was, but apparently they were at Coachella. But the Kansas City quarterback, what's his name, was there shaking hands, kissing babies with all the Inter Miami players.
Mahomes.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, that's it.
He was there. You know, but I think that was it. I didn't see any other famous people in Kansas City, from Kansas City, at the game. Either way, I just think it's funny that when Messi scored, the whole stadium roared. You know, it was just like, I think even Kansas City fans were just like, damn, that was a good goal.
Yeah, it was a nice goal for sure. And you can appreciate it. There was a good amount of Inter Miami fans there, or Messi fans, however you want to call it, that were there representing. Freddie saying, as far as Taylor Twellman, Freddie Diaz saying, you can tell Taylor is one of those Inter Miami haters. Look, he has been for years. He was pretty upfront before we got a team, saying we should not get a team, that we failed and we do not deserve to have another MLS team. So yeah, he's been of an Inter Miami hater forever, but stats are stats. right? I don't think he's making up the stats. Stats are stats. And I like him because he has an opinion and he sticks with it. Whether you like the opinion or not is immaterial. I like that he has an opinion as opposed to just being like, you know, wishy-washy and trying to make everybody happy. So
he's like another like a regular Peter Brown.
No, I'm not that good. But hey, one other thing before we end the show, because we're running late, is there is talk about a new player coming into the team. And I mean, there's constantly talk, but this is the latest one that we've heard. And this guy's name is Giovanni Farina. I'm sure I'm saying it wrong. Giovanni Farina. He's I think he's 20 years old. He just signed his contract with Boca Juniors. But from what I understand, he was part of their development system or whatever, and he's moved up. Signed his deal, a central defender. Everybody's been saying, where's our center back, us included, that they keep talking about bringing in midfield, or they keep bringing in midfield, and we need a center back. It looks like they have a center back in their sights. He's young. I would imagine, Ed, since he just signed a contract with Boca, and we have now a relationship with Boca, having just signed Wingett, whatever his name is. I can imagine. What's that?
Just call him Cello.
Cello. I can imagine, this guy would come on loan. But I don't know if he's the answer for center back. He hasn't gotten a lot of playing time, and that's why he would go on loan, is that he's young and he hasn't been able to break through. But he just signed, so.
So, yeah, that's another, example of another player that could be like Aviles. Aviles hasn't panned out that well. He's sometimes been good, sometimes been bad. We complain that he's tall and he's not good up in the air.
Yeah.
He gets hit by shorter guys. But sometimes he does plays. Like at the Kansas City game, he was able to take a ball out from one of the forwards. Anything is better than nothing, and I'll take the guy. I prefer like an experienced defender in the back that could organize those guys. All these young guys that we have, and for as defenders. So something's better than nothing, Peter.
Yeah, I like this question here. Made me laugh. Sports Shorts asking: are Boca Juniors in Boca, Florida, or Boca, Argentina? Argentina. But I like that. That was funny. I as far as Aviles, he drives me nuts. He makes boneheaded mistakes left and right, and every once in a while he'll make a good play. That's the youth, I think that's still, he's got and that's the problem with having so many young players. They make boneheaded mistakes like David Ruiz or, so many of our players. I mean, there's such a big drop-off between the star players and the youth. I mean, the age difference. I mean, it takes time for them to kind of learn some of that professional fouls instead of just, doing dumb stuff and getting yourself thrown out of games or yellow card accumulations. I think, if I remember correctly, we have two players now, Ed, that have four yellow cards that are could potentially miss a game if they get one more.
Yeah, it's Ruiz is one of them, and we also have what was the other player? I think Gomez. Was it Gomez?
Was it Gomez?
Yeah, I think it was Gomez. I sent you a text message yesterday.
Yeah, we were talking about it. Yeah, so, yeah. I heard him mention it on the broadcast as well. Lionel Monaco says, I believe in Aviles. All right. Well, that's one of you. I'm not so sure. The jury's out. But that's part of the problem with the young guys. And sometimes it feels like, to me, they overpaid for Aviles. As of right now, I feel like they overpaid for him. So
yeah, and I like what Mike V is saying, that, there's all these it's One World, One Goal that's saying. Oh, no, both of them are saying that, yeah, there's players in other South American countries. It seems like we only want to grab people from Argentina, and there's cheaper guys which could play as center back or defensive positions, and why don't we go after them?
I'm going to guess it's because, hey, at this point, with, for example, with Boca Juniors, I'd say we have a good relationship with them. And so we're just looking at their players as who can we pick. And it could also go back to just more Argentinians makes Messi happy. And at the end of the day, we need to make Messi happy for at least one more year.
Right.
And then we start over again, or we get him for one more year after that. I don't know.
It's probably going to have to be for an extra year because they want him to get that stadium, that new stadium, which I haven't seen much movement on it. I've passed by a couple of times, Peter, and that drill, they just moved it over a little bit. So maybe they're drilling.
I think I will find myself, next Thursday and Friday, I'm off. I took 2 days off because I was planning on spending 2 days in Disney, but then my daughter ended up having to work on Friday. So we're literally going to just go up on Thursday, go to Disney, and come back on Thursday. I've already asked for Friday off, so I'm free. I think I'm going to drive down to the stadium on Friday and try to catch them working, because quite often when I go there, it's on the weekend. So I think I'm going to try to do my April report, maybe next Friday. So we'll see what's going on then.
All right.
So, Ed, we still haven't really decided here on this episode whether or not we're firing Tata, but according to our chat, I'd say more people want to see Tata go than they want him to stay. I think you and I both are aligned in that he needs more time. Let's not jump to any conclusions. You don't want to be like one of these teams in Mexico that fires their coach after 3 games. You want to give him a chance. You want to give him time. You got to understand the fact that there are injuries. But I think you got to keep an eye on him. He's, in my opinion, on the hot seat. And speaking of the hot seat, I think tomorrow night there could be a hot seat. I think Tata might find himself on the hot seat yet again, but in Spanish. What do you guys have planned tomorrow night?
Yeah, Peter, it's at 8:30 p.m. We should be live in Espanol, so be sure to look at our sister channel, Football Miami TV ES. Don't forget to subscribe if you want to. We're going to be talking about the same stuff, but in Spanish. Marco had a heated discussion with Fernando Fiore. We're going to try to get him on the show. They were going left and right, and so it's talking about Tata, too.
I got a feeling Marco's going to be a little more heated than you and me.
Yeah. He's a little more tactical, shall we say.
A little more fiery is what I'm thinking. I think he's just going to be straight up fire Tata. I don't care up next.
He was kind of like that. But, towards the end of his discussion on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, looks like they agreed on something. So
okay. All right, so we got some common ground, maybe.
Yeah, but let's see. We're going to see if we can get the Fernando Fiore on the show. If not, we'll definitely be talking about this.
Don't talk bad about Boca Juniors or Argentina with Fernando. He's not going to want to hear it. That's the pipeline, according to Fernando,
I think. He's a River Plate fan. Don't talk about Boca.
It's all the same to me. I just know he's Argentinian. All right, everybody. Oh, look at this. This guy just shows up right as we're saying goodbye. Look at that. What are you doing, Tank?
Tank, we missed you, man. And he would have been incredibly critical towards his favorite goalkeeper.
Yeah, his favorite. I've never seen somebody love Callender more than Tank does. He is his number one fan. I want to see Tank wearing the Callender jersey. I think that could happen. Can we make that happen?
Ooh, that's a good idea. Let's try to get
Tank in the Callender jersey walking around the stadium. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for watching. Please like, share, and subscribe. And make sure to check us out tomorrow night at 8:30 for this whole thing in Spanish. See you later, everybody.